A tall, lanky young man, in his mid-twenties with glasses and a warm grin, came up and introduced himself, saying, "Hi, Adam. Welcome. I'm Cassidy, one of the instructors." I said, "Nice to meet you, Cassidy. How's the school going?" "Absolutely great," said Cassidy. "We had an excellent day on the water, though I did smash a pair of glasses in a flip. But everyone's doing well, learning tons. And jump back, tomorrow we pack into the Forks, a challenging Class 5 wilderness run upriver from here." "You think everyone's ready for Class 5? I asked.
"The instructor's captain, and row the Class 5s, said Cassidy.
"The students take over in between for the Class 3s and 4s. Of course, hands-on practice. The students doing it themselves is the real teacher, but students learn a lot at this stage by watching their instructors. We call it teaching by example."
Tripney sauntered over and listened in.
"I really liked our run with Dog yesterday," I said. "Someday I'd like to see the Forks, but I have to confess, just thinking about Class 5 brings up some real fear."
"You and me both," said Cassidy.
"I'm always nervous going into the really big stuff. Our motto is, be mindful of that fear, and use it to keep you on your toes. In fact, fear, by keeping us alert and careful, makes running Class 5 possible."
"You're an interesting man, Adam. I'm surprised. I didn't think you even knew the meaning of the word fear."
"What you might not realize," I said, "is that I'm used to people shooting at me. In fact, I expect it. But I'm not used to getting pummeled and knocked around in whitewater."
There was that tongue on the lip again. Then she said,
"I'm impressed you can talk about it."